Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family. iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. With us is our lifestyle correspondent, ladies and gentlemen, the guy that knows everything of what to do in the metro because he works at City View, and they do know what to do. What's going on, Jeffrey Pitts? Welcome.
That's what I'm here to tell you.
I know you are.
There's a lot going on.
I would imagine so.
A lot
of exciting things.
I'm not one to judge.
I know. Happy New Year, by the way. There we go.
How was your New Year?
It was excellent. Mm-hmm. It was
one to remember.
Yeah, well, boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were home relatively early.
Really?
Yeah, we had guests that we had to shepherd.
Well, I find that hard to believe.
I imagine. Anyway,
Did you do the jumping off the couch thing?
I did not do the jumping off the couch thing. I know.
Missed out.
Did you?
Oh, I was midair.
Oh, yeah. When the ball dropped. Boom.
When the ball dropped on the East Coast.
Okay, so you do the East Coast time.
I do the East Coast New Year.
Why?
Well, you know. It's earlier. I just can't wait, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. Well, and the other thing. You know, if you would do it Greenwich Mean Time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do the Great Britain ball drop. I mean, you'd be done by 3:00 in the afternoon.
That's the way.
Then go to bed.
That's the way.
I like it.
Okay, something called breathing circuits opens tonight.
What?
It runs until 9:00.
What is it called?
This is called breathing, as in
breathing.
Inhale, exhale.
Yeah. I thought you said breeding.
Oh no, that'd be something different.
Way different.
Breathing circuits is an artistic exploration of time between nature and the man-made. This is a multimedia art show utilizing different mediums and media. This is at the Lyft downtown on 4th Street. It's like a crazy new age art thing.
Ah, that's tonight?
Right up your alley. Mm-hmm. It also runs through the 31st.
Got
it's
it.
Like an exhibit. Yeah. Okay. It's bullseye time this weekend. Pro-Am Archery team event.
Really?
Yep.
Now, where is this at?
It's at the Iowa Events Center, of all places. It's indoors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yikes.
It's one of the premier archery tournaments in the country, they say. More than 600 participants last year, and they expect further growth.
And I would imagine that seating would be limited as to where the targets are. don't put anybody on the north side, okay? Yeah, I got it. Okay.
How are you at archery?
I'm not very good.
Me neither.
No.
You ever try it?
I think so.
What if you had to eat based on your archery skills?
I'd be much thinner.
Vegetarian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me too.
Weeds and berries.
Iowa Wild play tomorrow at 7:00. So there's always that going on.
I should go to the Iowa Wild game.
You should.
Season tickets. Haven't been yet. I know.
They're having their best year ever.
That's because I've not been there.
That's right.
Remember?
I forget.
I'm the jinx.
Right.
I'll
so stay away. Stay away. Okay, this weekend, Iowa Diecast Toy Show.
There you go.
You ever been to this?
No.
This is the 7th annual. It's all diecast toys. It's a big deal.
Come on.
Down the fairgrounds. Yes.
A diecast toy show with diecast toys?
Yes.
That's amazing. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? This is at the fairgrounds Saturday and Sunday. Also this weekend. All right. Are you any good at ice skating or hockey?
No.
You don't play? You didn't play hockey,
no,
right?
I didn't play hockey.
Even though all that time.
In Detroit, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, you could go to the hockey games, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Iowa Wild, they held an official ribbon-cutting ceremony at two local outdoor rinks. One's located in Waukee, the other is located in Ankeny. So these are at parks. The two local rinks were donated in an effort by the Wild to grow the sport of hockey in the region. So one's located at 1st Street in Ankeny, 715 West 1st Street in Ankeny. The other's at 1505 6th Street in Waukee. Both were open as of yesterday, and they're open, you know, regular park hours. So you can go play hockey.
So you can go play hockey, learn to skate, and all that other kind of stuff at some. Oh, nice!
It's pretty neat. Outdoor hockey is a whole different ballgame.
Oh, it is. Did you happen to see the Winter Classic?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that was good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was the Buffalo Sabres versus the New York Rangers.
Who won?
I don't know. I didn't
make it
to the end. I was snoozing, I think.
And it was outside.
This is the 5th annual. Yeah. So it was played. I believe at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, that's what they used to do. Okay. That's neat. I used to play outdoor hockey. It's fun. It's a whole different different thing. Okay. Also this weekend, 2018 Des Moines Boat and Sports Show, also at the fairgrounds. Screaming deals on hundreds of boats. For sale from dozens of manufacturers.
Yeah, I've had many boat people tell me the best 2 days of owning a boat, best two occasions, is the day that you buy it and the day you sell it.
That's right. The best day.
Yeah.
Let's see. How's that go? The best day is the day you sell it. The second best day is the day you buy it.
Right.
I think. Anyway. I've never owned a boat. But
neither have I. I would like to. I would like to own a boat. I would like to live on a boat.
I would like for you to own a boat, too, Michael. Have me over.
But if I did, I wouldn't have it moored here. You know, I would be in some place like, Florida. Be kind of cool.
That would
live
be
on the
cool.
boat.
Yeah. Would you go motorboat or yacht?
Yacht, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I like saying yacht better, but I like engines.
Well, yacht has engines.
I think you have to sail.
Oh, you mean a sailing? Well, yeah. I do it both.
Okay,
both. Yeah, because it's romantic. You know, the sailing thing is romantic. It's quiet. It's kind of.
Have you ever sailed competitively?
No.
When I was a boy, my best friend sailed competitively, and it was great to go to his lake house. It was like the best weekend of the summer.
Yeah.
But then the catch was you had to sail with his dad, him and his dad, on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
And it's not as fun as it looks. It's hard work.
A lot of work.
Yeah. And it's cold. And...
Yep. All right.
So anyway.
So sailing. Boating.
Off topic.
It's a great cold day to go look at boats.
Mm-hmm. And dream of warmer weather.
Right.
The Health and Fitness Expo
at the Iowa Event
Center is also this weekend. Get the tools you need to sculpt the life and body you desire from trusted local health and fitness companies and professionals. Explore more than 100 vendors with the latest in health and fitness knowledge.
Hmm.
You have any, what's your 2018 health goals?
Stay alive.
That one is underrated.
Stay alive.
Staying alive. Okay. Here's something. This is kind of different and neat. I haven't been down there. Well, I guess it just starts January 7th, which is Sunday, at the Botanical Garden. You been there lately?
No, I haven't. What is this?
They have, so Sundays through March 21st from 2 to 4, they're having a concert series.
Oh, this is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is it called?
Sounds fun. It's called Botanical Blues.
Blues, that's it.
Yep.
That's it. Thank you.
Bob Pace will be playing January. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yep, he's great. And then Scott Davis the following Sunday, January 14th. And then there's a whole list of them.
Yeah, Botanical Blues. We've been before.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. It's really nice because it's warm.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's like a tropical garden, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the food is excellent. And, mm-hmm. it's just a great time. Botanical Blues.
Botanical Blues. Right, Sunday, 2 to 4 through March. Bob Pace. That sounds cool. Utopia. Have you heard the Mainframe Studio Theater?
I have.
It's just new. It's this new thing they're doing.
Yes.
On Keo Wick.
Yes.
It's there's a vision of it's going to be the.
Well, it's all these independent artists that have separate rooms or separate.
They have their own space.
Yeah, this is in the old CenturyLink building, I think it is, on Keo. Yeah,
yep.
And this is remarkable. My bride's been there.
Okay.
But I have not.
Looks like a neat thing. I haven't been there either. But they're opening. This will be the first show it's going to be there for a while. It's called Utopia, the Iowa Musical Review. Celebrates and pokes a little fun at the unique people, places, and traditions of the great state of Iowa.
Hmm.
This is the all-new version, 5.0. It premieres this month at its new home in the downtown Des Moines. That's on 900 Keo.
Right.
And it's called the Mainframe Studio Theater. Features more than a dozen original sketches and 30-plus parody songs from musicals including Hamilton, Rent, and Hairspray.
Nice.
And it'll be ever-changing to reflect the current events in the state. It's kind of neat.
Nice. Yeah.
So this goes, starts, so performances are held every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday starting January 11th. So next week.
Got it.
Thursday. Yep. I would like to check that out. And I'd like to check out the whole building. Because like you say, there's space for 100-some artists, I think.
Yeah, it's really remarkable.
And it's a nonprofit.
Yep.
Set up to bring artists to the city, I think. Okay, the Science Center. Tyrannosaurs meet the family.
Yeah.
What's your favorite dinosaur?
Brontosaurus.
How come?
Because it was in the Flintstones.
You know, I heard the Brontosaurus has two brains. Had two brains.
Really?
I could use one. It was so big. It was only the size of a walnut, its brain.
Oh, wow.
It had one in its head and one in its tail. That's how big it was. It needed two.
Wow.
Yeah. It's kind of like you, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so the Tyrannosaurs meet the family at the Science Center and the Iowa Blank IMAX Dome Theater. If you think you know T-Rex, think again. Tyrannosaurs Meet the Family explores the most feared and revered of all dinosaurs in new and different ways. While the most famous is the mighty T-Rex, Tyrannosaurs came in all shapes and sizes from all over the globe, and their history goes back over 100 million years.
Huh.
This exhibition specimens are not only spectacular in scale and form, but also reveal some of the most significant discoveries in paleontology over the past decade.
Ever wonder why their front legs were so little?
You know,
front legs dinosaurs are kind of...
Yeah, I heard if they fall over, they can't get up.
Yeah. So don't fall over.
Or do if they're chasing you.
Yeah.
Wow. I want them to fall. Why were those arms so little?
I don't know. I've heard, well, I don't know.
I know why.
Because they were so wide, you know, that they didn't want to get their own hand caught in their jaws.
Cookie jar?
I don't know.
No, they call them alligator arms. You ever heard of alligator arms?
Yes.
It's when the check comes at dinner. Alligator arms. You're just like, oh, let me get that. Yeah. But you don't actually reach.
Right. I've been there.
It's the T-Rex.
All right, T-Rex is going to be at the Science Center.
And the last little nugget I got for you. Monday, January 8th, at the Central Library, they host every month on this Monday, it's a writer's workshop.
Got it.
You might check it out if you're a writer looking to get some proofreading done and some critique of your work.
Jeff Fitz, ladies and gentlemen, stuff to do in the Des Moines Metro this weekend and next week. Thank you, Jeffy.
You betcha.
All right. We got to clear out of here because it is nigh on to 6 o'clock, and Tyler Hackenmiller says we got to go. Going to be turning out the lights on us. We will be back, God willing, at 5 o'clock on Monday, a full work week. Can you believe it? We haven't had one of those in a long time. Once again, for all the staff that put this together each and every week, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer, back from vacation, as a matter of fact. The program director for the radio stations is Pat Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. Music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by James Goodland. Thanks so very much, James. The general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvaux. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, would you please? Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all,
be good to your fellow man.
Thank you very much. Good night.